Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday Edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at Supreme Authority of Jesus Explained, based upon Ephesians chapter 1, verses 21 and 23. After stating the God-given position Jesus has in heaven, Paul explains this supreme authority by listing several categories, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23. They include those in heaven, on earth, and even the church. Paul states this authority is permanent. It is not only for this age, but also for the one to come. By using the phrase far above, Paul is stating that there is no authority above him. The authority Jesus has is superior to government authority. Those who have the right to rule in government, those who are commissioned to enforce the laws of the government, as well as those who have dominion over any person. Every government and every person working for a government is ultimately under the authority of Jesus. All the demonic beings, including Satan and all his followers, are not above Jesus. Even though they rebel and reject the supreme authority of Jesus, they are held accountable to this authority of Jesus. The phrase, put all things in subjection under his feet, comes from a military background, meaning everything must submit to the authority of the supreme authority of Jesus. It implies there is to be submission without question. Using another human anatomy metaphor, Paul says Jesus is head over all things to the church, which is his body. By using this phrase, Paul is saying the church and the body of Christ are synonymous terms. The two metaphors connect Jesus and the members of the church, thereby describing unity. Like with our personal body, the head is the control center for all decisions of our body. By Jesus being the head of the church, he is the one who decided how the church would function and operate. Jesus is also the provider of all things the church will need to carry out those functions and operations. As we think about how we can apply this passage to our modern-day churches, there are several points to be considered and agreed upon if our church is going to be the church Jesus purchased and established. We must agree Jesus has supreme authority. We must agree the programs and ministries the church desires to participate in are authorized by Jesus. Our acts of worship must be done in the manner Jesus has described in the New Testament. Church leaders must have the qualifications established by Jesus. Even the methods to raise the finances for all the church expenses and programs must be done how Jesus authorized it. Those who are followers of Jesus recognize he has supreme authority. They practice his policies. They teach them to others. They are setting the example in their daily lives. They are living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.